Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
So, how many days are you taking off?
I was planning to take 5 working days off, but in the end, I'm only taking off 4, Tuesday to Friday.
Ah, that's because Monday's a holiday and we have the day off. Good idea. You get 5 days for the price of 4.
Exactly. I'll get the whole week off and save myself an extra vacation day, plus the weekend at the end. So I'll start the following week bright and fresh.
Number 41. What does the woman say she did? Number 42. On which day will a woman return to the office? Number 43. What is the man's opinion of the woman's plans? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Andy, I've come up with a preliminary plan for the conference, speakers, schedules, and so on. I sent you an email. I just need you to let me know what you think. As soon as you sign off, we can get to work.
Good. Good work. One question. How many rehearsals have you planned? Part of the problem last time, I think, was that we simply didn't practice the presentations enough.
Right. I've planned for 2 rehearsals early on, and then we'll see how it goes. If we have lots of technical problems, or if we feel we need more practice, we'll have time to squeeze in another session.
Sounds good. And have you planned to increase the technical staff? We were a bit short last time.
Number 44. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 45. What does the man imply about last year's conference? Number 46. What does the woman say the speakers might need to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I've received several complaints from the people at Amberson, saying we've been late on a number of orders recently. I'd like to know why. What have we been doing wrong?
I've already emailed them explaining that it's not our fault, John. Some of their orders are so big, they need to go through customs. We're not the ones holding things up. It's the bureaucracy.
That's not good enough. If they expect one thing and we don't provide it, we end up looking bad. Next time they place a big order, make sure you emphasize in advance that there might be delays.
Well, then we may need to change our policy. Right now, we promise delivery within 30 days, and it's become obvious we can't always do that.
Number 47. What does the man want to know? Number 48. What does the woman say she did? Number 49. What does the man recommend they do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
We currently have openings in our company for some sales representatives. Do you have anyone you could recommend?
I might, I know this woman, Sue Miller. She's been telling me privately that she's ready for a change, and she's very good. I think she'd be willing to hear what you have to offer.
Sue Miller. Do you know her well? Would you be willing to talk to her, or should I contact her myself?
I know her pretty well, but it might be better if you call her and tell her you got her number from me. No need for me to be in the middle. I'll send you her number when I get back to work.
Number 50. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 51. What does the man imply about Sue Miller? Number 52. What is the man probably going to do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
How did you realize we'd made a mistake?
Well, I showed the CFO our tax projections for next year, and he was funny. He said it was probably a little optimistic to expect profits to double in a year.
Oh no, don't tell me we put profits and expenses into one column again.
Yes, but I distinctly remember double-checking it. There must be something wrong with the software.
Number 53. Who are the speakers? Number 54. What mistake did the speakers make? Number 55. How did the speakers discover their mistake? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Here's your ticket and your boarding pass. Your flight departs from gate 23B at 10:30. That's 10:30. Please try to be there at least 30 minutes earlier for boarding. Do you have any carry-on luggage?
Yeah, just this small bag. Is it too big?
No, you're fine. But be aware that the overhead bins fill up quickly. It's first come, first served, and if there's no room in the bins, or if your bag won't fit under your seat, you may have to check it.
Yes, I'm aware of that. No problem. So, do I just go through security now?
Number 56. Where is the man? Number 57. What time should the man be at the gate? Number 58. What does the woman caution the man about? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Jim from Halcyon Communications. I'm scheduled to install cable service today at 240 Fisk Street. Am I speaking to the current resident?
Yes, you are. I was told to expect you between noon and 5 o'clock this afternoon. Are we still on for that?
Actually, I just finished a service call on Main. If you're going to be home and it's not too early, I'd be happy to come over right now. It's easy for me to do it now.
Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'll be here. Just ring the doorbell and I'll let you in.
Number 59. Why has the man called? Number 60. What is implied about the man? Number 61. What will the man probably do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I heard they changed the course of the Great City Road Race this year. Do you know the new route?
Yeah, they had to move the start location. The first 3 miles go around Green Lake, and then it meets the old course at the convention center. The rest of the race is the same. They still have that huge hill at the end.
Right, the hill. Lots of fun. Do you know why they changed the start?
Yeah, the city's renovating the south side of the park, and I think the roads are still being worked on. I'm pretty sure it has to do with that.
Number 62. Which part of the Great City Road Race has changed? Number 63. What is said to be at the end of the race? Number 64. What does the man say has affected the race? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
There's no way I'm going to get this report done by tomorrow. I just don't have the time.
If you don't mind me saying so, you seem to have a lot of problems meeting deadlines. You need an assistant, you know? You need to start delegating work to other people.
I know. I've been thinking of hiring someone. I think I need to do that.
I'm surprised you haven't so far. You definitely have enough business. Don't you think it'd be worth it?
Number 65. What is the man's problem? Number 66. What does the woman suggest that the man do? Number 67. What does the woman imply about the man's business? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
My job's fine, but it involves a lot of traveling, and that becomes rather tiring sometimes. You know what I mean?
I do. In my case, I never leave my office or talk to anyone because I work from home, which is nice, but man, does it get dull sometimes.
Believe me, giving seminars can be dull as well, saying the same things over and over. Especially if the trainees aren't into it. A 2-day session can feel like an eternity.
At least you get some variety. For me, it's just me and my PC, day in and day out.
Number 68. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 69. What is the woman's job? Number 70. What can be inferred about the man? Go on to the next page.